You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 30th day of January 2015. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, inviting you to visit our website at willag.org. There you'll find all of our events that are upcoming, including the Pork Expo next week, along with an evening event in Springfield on Thursday night, and will be Saturday morning in Joliet at the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum. Find out all the details at willag.org. And while you're there, make sure you look at what's happening March the 10th for our all-day Ag Outlook. That's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Tickets on sale now at 217-333-7300. They're just $25 a seat. Now here's meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather forecast for South America.
Last week we talked about a likely change in the weather pattern that would bring needed rain to dry areas and a break in rain to wet areas. That change is evolving in Brazil, but not yet to the extent that was expected. Rainfall last weekend and early this week was less than anticipated across center west, southeast, and northeast Brazil. While scattered thunderstorms did occur, underlying longer-term dryness remained. That is now finally changing. Widespread thunderstorms moved into center west and southeast Brazil at midweek, especially in Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo. That is the beginning of a weather pattern shift to increased rainfall. Thunderstorms are expected on a more frequent basis across center west and southeast Brazil next week, so that should stop a further decline in crop conditions. Meanwhile, in northeast Brazil, including Bahia, mostly dry weather will continue through this weekend. That is an area in desperate need of rain, as little has fallen so far this month. It is likely some needed rain will finally arrive next week. Bahia is where adverse effects from dryness on first crop corn and soybeans will be the greatest. Farther south, adequate to surplus rainfall will continue in the coming week across South Brazil and neighboring Paraguay. The heaviest rains should shift northward a little from waterlogged Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina to less soaked Paraná. That means problems should not increase in scope in the coming week. For Argentina, the weather has been mixed of late, and that will continue. Heat waves have only lasted a few days, followed by periods of cool weather. None of the hot or cool spells have lasted long enough to become problematic. Rainfall in the past week was again heaviest to the north and lightest to the south, sustaining some wet and dry pockets. Mostly dry weather has prevailed in all areas in recent days, giving wet pockets a chance to shrink in size. In the coming week, it appears that scattered thunderstorms will occur at times across Argentina when cold fronts push through after brief warm spells. Rainfall will continue to be greatest to the north and lightest to the south. While not ideal, problems should remain localized through next week. The major central Argentina corn and soybean production areas of Cordoba, Santa Fe, and Entre Rios should have near to slightly below average rainfall next week.
Our thanks go to Ed Kieser for his update of the South American weather forecast. Stay with us here on our own home radio station if you can for Commodity Week. We recorded yesterday in DeKalb at the Center for Agriculture. If not, tomorrow morning on many of these radio stations. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.